This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Did have a pair of games last night in the NFL. We'll get to that in just a second. Yesterday, had a chance to catch up again with Kevin Stefanski. The media did as we continue to go over what went down over the weekend. Now, Kevin did have a chance to talk further when he had a day to collect himself. It was emotional over the weekend, but yesterday he was asked once again about the booing in the stadium.
Our guys are certainly supporting their teammate. I understand the emotions of it, but I don't think there's a place for booing players that are injured, whether it's your own team, the opponents. I think everybody understands that. And I also know that's not everybody in that building. So disappointed, but we're moving forward.
And I think what we've kind of gone over is, I think 99% of people understand that.
Yeah,
I think 100% of people understand it. There are people that I did see that were taking again to Facebook and social media said, no, we get it. We know it's not right to do it, but we were
going
to do it.
Oh, there were some people in my mentions, which there were two. There were people going, I can't stand them. Yeah, I would have loved to boo. I'm like, well, I mean, I'm sorry, but you have a avatar of BoJack Horseman. I don't know if you're a real person or you're trying to get me going. The other thing, that it was also mentioned his history, and I'm like, well, two wrongs don't necessarily make a right. I'm not going to throw dirt on my name just because I may disagree or not like him. I'm not going to do that. So that doesn't work for me.
Yeah, though then you bring up those people with the BoJack Horseman. The crazy thing is there are people that will write girl dad and will have their children and family and their Christmas pictures from last year.
That's a totally different one.
And then will say the most vile things to you.
That's a different one.
I always appreciate those ones. I'm like, well, at least you're a real person. I can't believe you're a real person and have these views, but at least you're a real person. Also, Kevin Stefanski is a real person.
Do the sheriff's deputies on the sidelines, this is a total non sequitur. You're going to hate me and you're going to get a text going, what was he thinking? I'm watching that game last night in Arizona. Why do the sheriff's deputies on the sideline need the armband to specify that they're allowed to be on the field? Aren't they sheriff's deputies? Do you need an armband to be allowed? The blue armband to be allowed on the field?
Well, you need a warrant to just go in someone's house, Ken.
Yeah, there are protocols
here. Yeah, but that's by the
here.
Government. Are you saying the NFL is above the law?
What I'm saying is this is their version of a field warrant.
Sorry, I
throw down your weapons.
I couldn't get enough of that scintillating Cardinals-Chargers game. I had to get even more. I apologize.
Gotta be careful. Some of these sheriff's deputies, and they listen to the show.
Yeah.
They're making their views known even more and more. Today, you got to be careful when you talk about those sheriff's deputies.
I know where I live, and I'm going to recuse myself now from the rest of these comments. Goodbye.
Anyway, Kevin Stefanski also was asked, so, right, this is the end of Deshaun Watson, right? This is the end of this experience in Cleveland, right?
Obviously, I believe in Deshaun, but I also think it's important just to acknowledge that he just had a bad injury and you know, bad break for him, and we're feeling bad for him and know that he'll bounce back, but not getting into all those things down the road. I'm looking forward to him getting the surgery and obviously getting his body back.
Okay, I avoided talking about this yesterday. I had a number of people on Sunday obviously say, Lima, you said this situation would work itself out, and Ken called you crazy, and you just sat there and continued to say it'll work itself out.
You didn't I think was he not was going to tear his Achilles.
I was not doing a victory lap, believe me. Yesterday on an injury like that. I did say, like, he had been taking some humongous hits. And then again, on Sunday, he got blasted. Remember, there was the one where we thought there was going to be roughing the passer, and it ended up being on us, illegal hands to the face. Mm-hmm. Was it on? They had to correct it. It was against eventually on Joel Batonio.
Yeah.
But we were all thinking, oh my God, is he going to get up from that? I mean, he has taken, I swear, it's like 3 to 4 hits a week. We're like, how does Watson get up? That's why I don't understand the people that were like, he's not committed to the team. There's no way he's working his butt off. Look at these pictures in Saudi Arabia. He doesn't, he's not putting himself out there. Kenny, he would get back up from those hits. And I was like, I can't believe he's continuing. Like, this is an exit strategy for Deshaun. Like, if you're not enjoying this experience, like, you have any number of reasons to just enjoy a couple games on the bench. He didn't. He got his ass back up every single time. I was amazed by that attitude that he had each and every way. I know there are people listening going, he's making $250 million, $230 million. Yeah, but he's also getting rocked, and the fans are booing him, and I don't even know if his teammates love him all that much anymore. Like, I'm not going to accuse him.
Not going to go back on what we said.
Of all the guys.
So that's not what you were talking about when you made those work themselves out comments.
I said there's so much time left in this, and he's playing so poorly, and there's so many decisions that are to be made. Like, I did think, and I know I was, this wasn't a very sophisticated take, that it'll just work itself out. And now that happens. But Kevin Stefanski yesterday is like, yeah, he's going to rehab. He's gonna come back.
So true or false, you have a Deshaun Watson voodoo doll at your house?
Like the Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom
of
voodoo doll? No. I do think maybe some of our fans. I wouldn't put it past them. Two games last night in the NFL. I only thought there was one. Kenny, I did not know that Arizona was playing the Chargers.
Oh, man, you should have seen it.
Guess what? He missed it.
It was a terrible football game.
Herbert threw for 349. How did they only put up 15 points?
Because they're the Chargers.
The Chargers are going to Charger.
They might be featured in our new segment coming up at 7. They may be featured. By the way, go back. You have my NFL Plus account, right?
Yeah.
Go back and take a look at the Cardinals helmets. Sensational. Dare I say the cat's ass.
Oh, they went black?
Oh, no. They're not just black. There's like a red, like flake in there. And so when they move their helmet, it looks like a paint job in a car. It's awesome. It is awesome.
Those are pretty nifty.
They are amazing. Go ahead. You were saying about something else.
So that was
really
the game I didn't know existed last night.
Oh, yeah, that.
NFL, just give me more 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock games. I don't need the Monday night doubleheader.
Interesting take you have here. Why?
I don't need it. And I realize the NFL, they only care about making sure they have their audience stick with them for as many days and as much time as possible. Kind of footballed out by Monday night. One game's fine. If it's a blowout, fine. Allows me to go to bed. Two games. Like Sunday's 1 o'clock slate was terrible. It's terrible.
There's like 4 games at 1 o'clock.
And
on
our
Sunday
game was boring. And I kept going to Red Zone. I'm like, they're only showing 2 other games. Like, this is terrible. If this game
aren't people paying an exorbitant sum for Red Zone now? Wouldn't you be mad
that they're cutting games out?
Because if you're watching Red Zone, you want more games. That's what it is. But if you're getting 2 Monday night games, I do actually agree with you, because I ended up watching. I ended up sitting there watching mostly. What the hell was I watching last night?
I don't know that you're paying for Red. I don't know that you're paying for Red Zone to watch more games. You're paying to watch the scores of games.
Yeah, but you want to see all the updates, and it's going to get boring if they're going through the same 4 games.
And well, especially when they get to the 4 o'clock and there might be 3 games.
Yeah,
going
so like it's this, like, what am I paying for?
Like, this Chargers-Cardinals game, like you said, was terrible, but if it's another box and there's some Red Zone appearances and some couple touchdowns, like, it just adds to the flavor of Sunday.
I ended up spending the first half of the Buccaneers game against Baltimore with the Mannings and Bill Belichick.
Oh, you did?
Oh, it was amazing.
I haven't watched a Manning. I just check out the clips the next day.
Well, Belichick's on there every week now, which is great. If it's not your team, it's a good time. I tried to watch it a couple weeks ago.
Oh, you can't do that.
And it's not good.
He's great. It's great.
It's not your team. It's great.
When he talks football, it makes me want to listen to more of him. And also, it's like he is in a club I'm never going to be in. There is like a way he treats football people that is going to be so different from the way he treats everybody else. I'm like, man, I want to be in that club, and I'm not going to be in that club ever. But at least I get this look in for a half every week.
We didn't know if he was a good football coach before, but now that he makes this weekly appearance,
yeah,
we figured it out.
Yeah, well, finally got it. Finally got that taken care of.
Baker Mayfield got off to the great start, but then it was all Ravens after that. They dominated, and they win 41-31. A couple of garbage time scores for Tampa Bay. Baker, 31 of 45, three touchdowns, 370 yards. Did give up two interceptions and was sacked three times.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.